Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Climb aboard the Wayback Machine with us as we revisit a conversation we had with Genevieve Salamone, the one-woman symphony. This dates back to October of 2016. So let's get some music. Let's get a little classical on this, the final Thursday of 2017. Here's Genevieve.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do, DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for coming back and being with us. You know, when we do our long-form business interviews, we interview all kinds of businesses. And just to prove that, we have with us today Genevieve Salamone. And Genevieve is a one-woman orchestra. And this is a business that she's created where she goes out and she plays her violin and some beautiful music, some of it original, and shares it with people in all kinds of venues. Welcome to the News Hour, Genevieve.
Thank you so much, Michael, for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Tell us, how did all this get started?
Well, it started about 3 years ago when I came to Des Moines to play with the Des Moines Metro Opera. One summer, I decided to street perform at the Des Moines Farmers Market. And I was trying to think of a way to make my sound more unique than just a violin. And I didn't want to do it just by myself. And I didn't know anyone else in the area. So I was trying to figure out a way to get around this problem. So what I discovered was I could, using software instrumentation, create an entire symphony to accompany me while I perform. So
you're the lead violin in this symphony.
Well, in my own symphony, yes. I guess. Yeah. So, yeah, I create an entire accompaniment. It's very unique to what I do.
I think this is fascinating. Yeah. So you have made a business out of the music business. And where do you perform?
Well, this summer I had over 60 weddings. And throughout the year I have dozens of corporate performance opportunities. I've performed for the grand opening of the new Hy-Vee conference center in West Des Moines. I've performed at the Embassy Club downtown. I mean, I've performed pretty much in every corporate office downtown, I could say. I mean, like, I've been almost everywhere in Des Moines.
Isn't that fascinating? You know, and I also happen to know that you were a regular performer at the Strudel House, one of our favorite places here in town, with Chef Michael Leo, and strolling violins at the Strudel House, just like they do in Austria.
Yeah. Well, I had my own special take on that with my one-woman symphony again. And what I did was I took the accompaniment that I performed with, which is what creates, you know, that unique sound, and I put it on a portable level. So, you know, with me, I brought my little speaker today. It's a Bluetooth speaker. And what I would do when I'm strolling around the restaurant was I would hook on my little Bluetooth speaker to my belt, and I would go around to the tables, and it would sound like, you know, a band is playing with me. And it was so much fun going to the tables. People look so surprised, and they're trying to figure out
where's all this coming
the rest
from?
Of this sound is coming from. You know, I wouldn't hook up my violin, so it would still be at a nice level, and people could talk over it, you know. But
very interesting. All right, let's give a sample of what it is that you do, and this should be really interesting for everybody. Now, what are you going to perform here?
This is Firestorm, and it's my very first original piece that I finished writing this summer.
Genevieve Salamone, ladies and gentlemen, this is her piece. It's called Firestorm. Let's do it. Thank you. That is Genevieve Salamon, and that is called Firestorm. Fabulous. What a great sound. And this is something you've created.
Yep. I just got inspired. I was just sitting at my computer, and I came up with the title first. I'm still working on my first original album at this point, but it's going to be inspired by natural elements in nature. And I was really hoping to get in touch with my indigenous heritage in that sense.
How interesting. And let's share that story with people as well, because you are not from the United States. You are a Canadian.
Yeah. I'm actually a dual citizen, but my family does come from a Native American reservation just outside of Quebec City. It's Wendake, and it's a Huron reservation. And over the past few years, I've had the opportunity to perform for several powwows, and I'm just really fascinated by that heritage. And
I bet you are.
Yeah.
And the mixture of French and Indian at the same time, that's got to be interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, it's a dead language, but there still is a surplus of knowledge on our reservation with our elders. And it's I always love to go back there and just talk to the people in the community.
Her name is Genevieve Salamon, ladies and gentlemen, and she has a one-woman orchestra, as you just heard, and does all of these kinds of things all over the place. Well, let's talk a little bit about the business side of this. How do you get business? How do you market yourself?
Well, it started with the farmers market.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, that was really the basis of it. When I first came here in 2013 to play with the Des Moines Metro Opera, I just wanted some extra cash on the side, so I thought I would street perform downtown. And that's when it started. I was still in school at the time in Montreal, so I was just traveling for the summer. And then when I went back after the summer, I noticed I got, 20, 30 emails from people asking for me to come perform for weddings and events in the Des Moines area. So 2 years later, when I graduated, it was a very easy decision for me to move here because the business opportunities were just incredible.
For startups?
Yeah. It has been so much different
here than Montreal?
Oh, yeah.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, Montreal is a big city.
It is.
We have 3 million or 3.5 million people there. And I honestly tried to start it there. But, being in a city with so many incredible musicians, not saying Des Moines doesn't, but it was such a large city, it was hard to really make your mark there. And Des Moines was so welcoming. And it's not necessarily a small city, but it was the size that I needed to develop my business and to create, my one-woman symphony, which I hope to, ultimately expand upon that and create a more entertaining aspect of it,
And the opportunity here in Des Moines, clearly, they say, oh, yeah, come on down to the farmer's market.
Well,
this. Yeah, uh-huh. Do this. And people generally seem to like the idea and embraced you.
I loved it so much. I mean, I get to play for weddings. And, I mean, here's a little something special I'll share with you. I am a sympathetic crier, and I cry at almost every single wedding ceremony I play at.
Get out of here.
It's pretty embarrassing, actually. But, I love it. I love to play at wedding ceremonies. It's such an emotional thing, and I really feel that my music adds to the ceremony as well, adds to the emotional aspect of it. And it's very touching for me to see that it affects other people as well.
Genevieve Salamon, ladies and gentlemen, her business is the One Woman Orchestra. I think it's fabulous. How many pieces have you written so far on your own?
I have three so far. I have kind of one that's finalized. Firestorm is finished at the moment, and that's available. Actually, you can listen to that on my website.
And how often do you write?
As often as I can get.
You're pretty busy, though, aren't
you? I am pretty busy, and I also teach. I have a studio of 25 students right now.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So you're teaching violin?
Yep, I teach violin. I teach group classes at the Des Moines Symphony Academy, and I teach from my home studio in West Des Moines Monday through Wednesday, and then I perform Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So, you don't have any time, do you?
I don't. Yeah. But you know what? I'm only happy when I'm busy. So
well, that's
I'm happy.
What a neat business opportunity. And we're so impressed that you think that much of Des Moines. You said this has been a welcoming place for you. And we've talked to so many startups. Mm-hmm. And it can be in technology. It can be in HR. It can be in all kinds of different things. And we hear the same thing over and over and over again from so many individuals who have started up their own businesses here. And they say, this is kind of a place where people really get behind you and
Absolutely.
They can really celebrate with you. So oh, yeah. Good stuff. Why don't you take us out with something? You wanted to, have you got something else that you might be able
sure.
to play for us?
Yeah.
And then she also does covers. So it's not just necessarily her own original songs, but she'll do some things that you might be familiar with at
yeah.
the same time.
Well, then I would love to play you one of my favorite covers. And this is probably one of the most requested pieces I play at weddings. This is Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah.
Oh.
This is probably my most popular piece that I play.
Let's do it. The music of Genevieve Salomon, ladies and gentlemen, a one-woman orchestra. That is some fabulous stuff, and we will have links to her website on our radio blog. How about that? For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, on the controls tonight is our good friend Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And, of course, the program director is Patrick Wood. All of us would like to wish you a very happy Thursday evening. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5:05. Genevieve Salomon takes us out. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.